Listen, how badly did Mike need a childhood if he became the biggest person in the fucking world? Okay, like,
whenever
somebody starts a sentence with "hear me out," I just be like, you know what?
I'm just saying, like, he got all the money in the world and then got to live his childhood when he had all the money in the world. Like, that just sounds kind of lit.
Welcome, y'all, to the It's Just Jokes podcast. You know who it is. It's your boy, Jesse Ping, a.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because I keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, we got Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Still Your Girl in front your face.
Come here, girl.
Last but not least, you know who we got. The man, the legend himself, Derek Smalls, a.k.a. D. Smalls, a.k.a. Anthony Mackey Jr., a.k.a. Damn, Derek. Where'd you find that pod?
Everywhere streaming podcast. That's where I found it.
Oh, shout out to D. Will for everything he does behind the scenes. Shout out to our boy Dre for the intro music. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing great. It feels weird to be on the other side of the intros. It feels really weird. I've done it for so long. It's like watching someone else drive your car. You know, like being in the passenger seat. It's like, well, this is weird. But all right, fuck it. Let's go.
Derek, how about yourself, man?
I feel like I'm in one of those like million of possibilities, like universes. Like
you said, alternate universe.
I feel like we're in one of those, like, where you're the actual moderator. So, you know, this is interesting. I like it.
We get PR Jesse. We get PR Jesse. That's a different Jesse.
Yeah, we got PR Jesse today. And today we are going to be talking about a very special topic. Today is our Father's Day topic. Oh, God. D. Will, can we just cut, please? I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm just playing with y'all. All right,
y'all. Why don't he want me?
To hell with him.
I'm going to give me a honey and I'm going to have all them.
Nigga, did that episode like hit home for you? Or you like I feel you, Will. Like, was that you? Like,
Will Smith became his idol that day. I got one.
Oh, shit.
So as you can tell by the laughs of Josh and Derek and the tears streaming down my face, we have a Father's Day special. That's right. Where all three of us, I'm sorry, all two of us are going to be talking about our fathers today and what they mean to us.
It's okay, Jesse. Bro, if he doesn't love you, I love you.
You can just talk about, you know, how you fuck with my dad, bro. That's cool. I'm, you know.
Yeah, or the janitor that used to. All right.
Hey, what?
Son. Son.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing today? You see Jesse at school.
Like, I'm doing good, Mr. Johnson. I love you.
That boy weird.
You see Jesse at school like, yeah, man, I talked to the cafeteria lady. She said she'll give you an extra chicken sandwich. Just go up there. Just go up there. I talked to her. It's all good.
He's like, thanks, Dad. He's like, boy, I'm not your pappy.
I'm not your daddy, man.
Get off me. I smell like doo-doo. All right. All right, first question, y'all. Seriously.
Oh, Jesus.
First question, Josh, what does it mean to have a father? No, seriously. No, in all seriousness, to everyone right now, can everyone pinpoint at least one favorite memory that they shared with their father? I'm going to start with Derek.
All right, let me go to the vault real quick. I'm trying to think. Favorite Something simple for me. Me and my dad, we really connect through sports, and like talking about them, watching them, all that stuff. And Josh is going to love this statement. We love watching high school basketball, following who's, you know, good.
Boo!
Oh, don't you
know what, Derek? You would have been better off without a. You know what? Nope. Let me.
Yeah. I love the hate. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Nah, but we like I said, we like bonding through sports. So whether it was going to like, you know, basketball games, literally watching like the TNT NBA games at the crib, you know, when I'm at home, and things like that, just, you know, just being there and just being in that space with him. Specifically, I'm trying to think of a maybe notable game that we might have went to. Yeah, no, I can't really think of one, but like I said, like when we would travel around like the Chicagoland area to go watch like high school ball, just kind of being there with him. And then he even coached me at one point, so that was kind of cool. Bad on some days, good on others, but he was my basketball coach for about 2 years too. So that I would say that that's my favorite memory, is like bonding with him through sports.
Yeah, so I have a similar sort of experience. My dad took me to my first Sox game when I was 3. And from what he tells me, Frank Thomas hit a home run that game, and that's why Frank Thomas became my favorite player of all time. We used to go to, like, the Sox convention every year because we were season ticket holders up until literally the year that they won the World Series. So, you know, good job, Dad. But we also, you know, he's from Philly, so I grew up an Eagles fan. And so that was another thing that was like, I remember sitting and watching in our living room the miracle at the New Meadowlands when the Eagles came back against the Giants. And like, we were jumping so high that our heads almost hit the ceiling. I remember Monday Night Football against the Washington football, the now Washington football team. And we saw Mike Vick go like 88 yards, I think it was, to DeSean Jackson, opening play of the game. And we kind of both looked at each other. I was like, I don't think I'm going to get too much homework done tonight, Dad. Like, I think this is going to be a fun game. And we also go to Philly every year for my birthday for my birthday ever since I was 9. So I think that was since 2004. Last year was the first year, you know, obviously with COVID and everything, that we weren't able to go. But outside of that, so like that, and that's always been just a weekend for us. Like, it's never been like, oh, my mom is tagging along or someone else is tagging along with us. So like, that's always just been a weekend for me and him just to hang out. So, it's just stuff like that, that like really, you know, stands out. And then, as far as particular moments, but in the general standpoint, I think my dad and I, we have a lot of the same humor, so we get along very easily that way. And so like, it could also be a bit of like, all right, he's just trying to one up me. Like, I know what you're doing right now, old man. Like, you're trying to do the thing that I do, and I don't appreciate that because I do that to other people, but you know, I learned it from you, that sort of thing. But we've had a lot of, like I said, good memories revolving around sports, and that's something that I hold pretty dearly.
All right, we're going to go to our next topic, which is, let me stop messing with y'all. I also have similar memories, like, with my father, too. Every time, you know, when I think about why I'm really well-versed in sports, or, like, in terms of my interests, like, how come I'm so interested, like, in soccer or football, baseball, basketball, or even boxing, really, I'm thinking to myself, oh, well, maybe it's because, you know, streaming is more availability for, you know, everyone to watch different sports. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, well, hey, maybe it's just because of that. No, it's actually because of my dad. Now that I really sit back and really think about it, my father is the reason why Mike Tyson is my favorite boxer, because I would always sit in the kitchen and watch TV with him, like, you know, watching those pay-per-view matches with Mike Tyson all the way up until his last fight. Even a little bit of UFC. I mean, my dad will watch like Chuck Liddell, like, sometimes get his ass kicked a lot. But, you know, it was like another type of combat sport that I was interested in. My father is also the reason why I enjoy and I love the NBA. You know, he was the reason why I watched so much of like the Mavericks versus the Heat in that 06 finals. So he's the reason for that. He's also the reason like for like my very basketball trivia knowledge. So like going, like thinking about how the game was played back when, you know, the Big O was playing, or when Pistol Pete Maverick was playing, or, you know, even all the way back to even Wilt. So I think about those times where like we would stay up like and watch even some of the Bears games and just get upset. Like think going like, damn, they should have had that one. And we all knew they weren't going to win it. Even till today, like my favorite memories are like my recent favorite memories were from the last final in the NBA bubble. And like me and my dad just like spent a week during that finals week just calling each other, talking mad stuff about, you know, whether the Lakers are going to win it or not. And what does this mean for LeBron's legacy? You know, will he ever catch up to Jordan? You know, all that stuff. And we just go back and forth. And a lot of that, like, exchange, we're just loud. We're just being kind of ignorant with each other, you know, just having a lot of banter and not know where I got that from. I simply got my shit talking from him. I know I did. I know I pretty much did. So, you know, just like you two, Derek and Josh, I share that memory, that general memory of like my father, you know, introducing me to sports. You know, very typical, very common, you know, for most boys. But I also share, you know, that particular moment last year during the NBA finals bubble, just having that entire week just talking mess with my dad and just be on the phone with him for hours, just talking about basketball, jumping from basketball to football. This is where I kind of got the beautiful mind from, Josh, because we'll jump from basketball, then we'll tie into football quick, then we'll go to baseball real quick. We might dabble a little bit in soccer, then we'll find our way back up into basketball, because like we'll probably talk about basketball, somehow we talk about Dirk, and then somehow we find our way into soccer, and then we'll tiptoe into Nash because Nash plays soccer, and then we're back into basketball. So yeah, so that's like some of my favorite memories with my dad.
Both of you guys are juniors, right?
No, so I'm a junior. He is the
friend. No, I'm talking about
oh yeah,
me you and Derek.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, because like you said, like like he was a junior, like no, nigga, obviously he can't be a junior. Someone has to be a senior even, nigga. Like no, the only reason I asked that is because like so that's something I had asked my dad because he's a junior. And I was like, how come you didn't just name me like Maurice the Third? I would have went by like Trey or whatever. Like, how come you didn't do that? So how do you guys feel being juniors? And is that something that you're going to do for, if you have sons, is that something you're going to do with your first son to name him after yourself or your dad or whatever?
So yeah, that's something I definitely, maybe you could say subconsciously think about. I've never been in the position where like I felt like it was pressure, because like, you know, I ain't Bronny or whatever, so like I never felt like I was in like, oh my god, I have to be like this amazing person when I grow up. Like, nah. But I mean, like,
that's not to say your dad is not amazing. I just really want to point that, just really want to stress that out.
Nah. He said pops, you ain't shit. Fight him when he gets back home. Fight him.
Fight him at SummerSlam.
Put him in a child's place.
I'd probably lose that battle. He is 6'4". I'd probably lose that battle. Not gonna lie.
Nah. You gonna be at the kitchen table like, hey, bro, what you trying to get into?
What you trying to get into, bro? What you trying to get into?
Hey, why your hand just move? Hey, what you trying to get into? But no.
You say, like, you say you're going to have you in a gulag? That's funny as hell.
But no, nah, man. Like, it was really never, like, that type of situation with me. I always used to, honestly, like it when people would be like, oh, you look just like your dad. Like, I would take that, you know, of course, as a compliment and everything. as far as the situation that you mentioned about like naming my future child that, if I'm able to, you know, be in that position, I want to personally, you know, of course, but then again, that's a talk you have to have with your spouse, figure those things out. You know, hopefully she'd be the type of person that, you know, would let me do that. But then again, I am open to like naming my kid something else too, if it comes to that.
Why do you want to name your son that?
So I think there's a connection there when you do it, right? Like, I think, like, I feel really connected to my dad in that sense, as well as like all of our mutual interests. But I feel like there's a additional bond, you know, after being, you know, father and son, like there's an additional bond when you carry the same name. And I just want to continue that legacy, being that, like, you know, my dad has done great things, you know, and he's, you know, Derek Small Senior, at least so far in life, I've done pretty well, you know, and I'm a junior. So like to be able to continue,
you funny yourself,
but to continue that, that legacy, you know, of being able to have that name and for people to be like Derek Small, you know, whatever, you know, whether it's me, my dad or my future, you know, son, if I'm able to have one, to be able to say like that name does something or like it means something, you know, in this world, that would be special to me, especially as a parent. So that's why I would want to do it, but I'm definitely open to naming him, you know, say my wife wants to like name our son after like, you know, one of her family members that's special, like, or something, like that's definitely something I'm open to. But if I could have it my way, I'd want it to be, you know, Derek Small the third. So.
Yeah. So, for me, I echo Derek's sentiment that it's a added layer to the bond that you have, you know, with your father. For me, it's just a cherry on top. I act like this man. I look like this man. I legit look like this man. If you have never seen my father, you'll say, oh, you know, you look like your mother and, you know, you sound like your mother. But every now and then I'm like, no, this is my dad. And it's just a spitting image. My dad said that he used to, and I remember this a little bit too when I was a kid, we would like go to little family parties and stuff on my father's side. And they haven't seen me, you know, when I was just a kid, because, you know, and we all live far apart. So, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you talk about Junior so much. I can't wait to see him one day in person, you know, blah, 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 blah. So he would joke and say, yeah, you know, this is my mom's nephew. And they would stop and go, nah, that's yours. That's yours. It's like, man, what you talking about? I ain't got no kids. Me and Ann ain't got no kids at all. It's like, nah, that's your baby, man. But I think it's an extra layer because of not only how I physically look, but how we talk. Again, just the loudness, the braggadocious like attitude and all that. I definitely, the bluntness. Oh, I definitely got that from him. I definitely did. And you know, it's cool being a junior. It makes sense to be a junior for me. It makes a lot of sense because of that. Because of just how we just do so many things alike. It does. Would I carry on that torch if I had a son, or just would I carry on that torch for my child? You know, I'm not really too pressed on carrying that on because of just how much I embody the spirit of my dad. So I know if I have, you know, a child, I know my child's going to embody that. I really do truly feel like once, you know, I have that time to have a child or children, you're going to be like, no, that's Jesse's child. Or no, those are Jesse's children. Like, dead ass. Like, how can you tell? It's not just a look. It's just,
it's going to be because they're going to be running around town fucking shit up.
Like, it's just like, it's like, that's kid. That's his kid, man.
It's going to be a lot of chaotic energy. Like, somehow they're doing kickboxing and talking to you about Istanbul. Like, I don't really understand. I don't really understand the connection here, but
yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, that's
his kid going to break down something that I don't even know. I'm 30 something. His kid going to break down. So you see, it's actually, I'm gonna be like, you're just a kid, ain't you?
My kid's trying to send you a PPP loan.
Not like, your kid being a scammer. Like,
I'm like, ah. Yeah, so these are my kids, man. But I'll be
your okay, kid gonna be backseat driving because you fuck with maps and shit. Like, no, take it right here. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, what? Yeah. If I wanted to just be bogus and like, or a heckler and, you know, mess with my wife, I'll be like, you know, they should be named after, you know, me, you know, regardless of the gender, regardless of like how my child identifies in the future. I'm like, you know, yeah, it should be Pink the Third. And, you know, I know, like, you know, my wife will be like, why? Why should it be Pink the Third? Well, you took my last name because you like my last name. So, these are my kids. These are my kids. Do you see? Right. Just stir in the pot. Just stir in the pot. Well, that's probably what I would do. Just stir the pot. Just stir the pot.
It's interesting hearing you guys say that because I feel a connection to my dad without necessarily having to have his name. Like, I act a lot like my dad. I say all the time, like, I look more like my mom and I act more like my dad, right? Like, we both think in very similar ways, right? You know, laugh at the same stuff, all that sort of thing. And, like, I don't, like, if I, you know, God willing, I have a son, I don't think I'm, I don't want him to have my name in the same way that my dad didn't want me to have his name. Because even though, you know, I mean, none of us know what the future holds for any of us, but like, let's say I never get to, like you said, LeBron and Bronny type of thing, right? Like, even with that, like, I would have felt somewhat, I think, of a pressure to be like my dad because my dad is someone I looked up to so much. And it's a matter of having your own sort of autonomy in your name. Like, even with naming, you know, my child potentially after a family member, I don't think that will happen until like their middle name, to be honest with you, because I want your first name, the thing that people are going to call you by the most, to be you. Like, this is your thing. Like, you're already going to be my legacy, right? You're always going to be something. You're someone that I created, someone that I brought into this world anyways, and I'm going to do my best to raise you right and to be doing right into the world. So for me to then feel like I also am going to give you my name and therefore you have to carry on me in a way, but you're like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you're already carrying me on in a way. So I don't necessarily feel compelled as of now to say, no, like, you're going to take this name with you as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sentiment is why I'm overall not too pressed to, you know, call my child like Pink the Third or anything like that. Just I was just saying, like, for that reason, I'm always big on just being yourself and doing what makes you you. And I know, like, my children will be, they're not gonna be me, but damn, they're gonna have some personalities. So I don't want them to be named after me. I just want them just to do them. Like, that's it.
Not to fully disagree with what you're saying, because like, I totally see that perspective. But at the same time, I think there's things that you can do while parenting to like make sure your child doesn't grow with that mindset, possibly. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I think you can name your child after you, but still give them the freedom to like discover and like learn who they are and like become who they are without them having to necessarily feel that pressure. I get it that it's going to be ingrained if that is what you do, like, regardless, like, it's always going to be there. But at the same time, I think if you are parenting them with the idea of like, I'm going to let this person be who they are, then you kind of, in a way, but not fully, get around that.
Yeah, I mean, like... I mean, yeah, I think we could just go back and forth on this because then I think that if you're thinking in that way already, then they don't need my name. You feel me? Like, if you're going to be yourself no matter what, you don't need my name then attached to you. in order to go to go do that, right? Like, that's, I think that, like, yes, you're not wrong in to say that, like, regardless whether I give my child my name or not, I want them to grow up to be their own person, because just by a matter of being around you so much anyways, they're going to want to take some of your characteristics and some of your mannerisms and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, I want to be like my dad. Oh, I want to be like my mom, right? So in a way, you already have to parent in a way that raises them to be like, no, you're your own person. I think it's just one less step I need to do then that's going to literally go with them throughout their life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think at that point, though, that'll just go down to like personal preference and like family traditions. You know, there are some fair points as to naming your child after you, and there's some fair points of not naming your child after you. What matters at the end of the day, particularly on this Father's Day special, is that, you know, your child shares some strong particular bond, you know, with you as the presumed fathers, you know. Yeah, so we can just come to that conclusion. You know, I'm sure none of you will be Joe Jackson. I would hope none of you will be. But then again, Mike has.
Hear me out. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'm kidding. Listen, how badly did Mike need a childhood if he became the biggest person in the fucking world? Okay, like.
Whenever somebody starts a sentence with "hear me out," I just be like, you know what?
I'm just saying, like, he got all the money in the world and then got to live his childhood when he had all the money in the world. Like, that just sounds kind of lit. You know what I mean?
Then he proceeded to build a never, ever, ever room. So, you know.
You know, yeah. I mean,
the nigga had giraffe money, bro. Do you have to? He could just buy a giraffe.
The vibe is just off, though, when you do that as a grown man.
No, I know.
It's arrested development, you know? I mean, so yeah, like, at least you're not like Joe Jackson, but Michael had a dad. So we're going to go to the next topic on this one. Hey, man, we're having a lot of laughs today on the podcast. I guess that brings me, like, to my next question. What's some of your funniest moments or memories that you've had with your fathers? I'm going to start with Josh, because I've been around Josh's dad.
Josh's dad. How much time do we have, bro? Like, this man is something else, folks. I think the thing that like immediately pops out to my mind is I remember. So Julian and I used to trade a week at each other's house during the summer when we were growing up. Right. So 1 year I would go out there for a week. 1 year he would come out here. And so one night my dad, you know, we didn't have a nurse that night. So my dad and my mom were taking turns, you know, taking care of my little brother. And so it was my dad's shift, and we were up playing Monopoly. And for whatever reason, like, my dad gets on really weird cravings sometimes. Like, he had found, like, red velvet-covered cherries, which, like, are two sugars that don't really need to be going together, if we're being honest with you. Like, it's just a weird taste. But he was, like, you know, knocking them back. And Julian asked what that was, so he gave Julian one. And Julian's face, like, scrunched up because it's like, again, it's two sugars that shouldn't be going together. And so we both bust out laughing, and we're laughing so hard that my mom comes downstairs. Like, she's a light sleeper, so my mom comes downstairs to see what's going on, because she just hears us, like, you know, braying like hyenas, essentially. And my dad's back is to her, so he doesn't see her come down the steps, and she's, you know, light of foot. So Julian is laughing and pointing at my mom, and my dad has no idea. So he turns around, and my mom is right behind him. So he, like, damn near jumps out his chair, and, like, I'm literally on the floor with, like, tears in my eyes, crying, laughing. Like, it was the funniest shit. Like, cause he just had no, like, he's just so, like, he's so jumpy sometimes, bro. Like, I'll sometimes need to go wake him up or something. And I'll be like, hey, dad, wake up. He'd be like, ah! I'm like, my nigga, did you get, like, beat in your sleep or something like that? Like, the hell's going on here? Like, but yeah, that's the one moment that, like, initially sticks out.
so y'all call me the dancing, you know, person in this group or whatever, like
the jigaboo. Yeah.
All right. Come on. What's to you? Can't never just have a nice talk.
It's the minstrel monster. Yeah.
This nigga called you Bojangles. Hell nah, bro. You gotta fight him. You gotta fight him.
Yes, sir.
You be doing jazz hands and shit.
I dances for you. Yes, I do. I do. But no.
Yeah, we gonna call that shit Dan.
Oh my God.
We gonna have like the DAN over it, and you just gonna be there with some Mickey Mouse gloves, Dan. Oh, that's what the Mickey Mouse gloves just ding.
Jesus. Well, if y'all call me that, he is the complete opposite. Like trying watching him try to dance. Oh my God.
Wait. So you telling me he's like the dad in like Footloose or some shit? He's like, you don't dance, boy, and you just like go off to like a parking lot and just dance your ass off in the middle of the night.
Bro, it's just like watching him.
Yeah, I'll show you, Dad. Yeah.
Watching him dance, like we'll be at like barbecues or like family functions, and watching him like do his, I'm gonna show you verbatim how he be looking. For the audience that's about to see this on, you know, socials, I have pajamas on. Don't mind me. Bro be in this thing. He be. I be like, bro, what is you doing? It's like, bro, sit back. And then he be trying to come over to me like, I'm getting it, ain't I? Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm like, bro, please.
He be like, yeah. 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 Like,
please. So maybe that's where I get it from. I don't know. Because he be trying so hard. Shout out to you, Dad. You be trying. But
you called him a tan? Sit down.
Jesse, come on, DJ.
Oh, I was just gonna say the first word is trying. You call him
a tan. The rest. The
first word is trying. You call this man a tan? Oh no.
Oh my God.
Hey, what's that? Oh, that's just a tan.
That's what you get when you record with Jesse on a Friday. But it's that.
Yo, Friday Night Jesse is a different type of nigga, bro. That's a different nigga, bro.
When I tell you, Jesse said, I'm going to step into my bag. This man.
This is like when Jordan used to be getting that look in his eyes, and it's like, ah, oh, shit, this is going to be a long
one. Jesse got his hand on his hip like Jordan just chewing the gum, just...
Nah, he got that LeBron stare. He just sitting there like,
oh my God.
So my favorite memory of my dad, and I guess this is the origin of Groovy Grizzly here. Every Saturday night.
Was it staying up and like waiting for him to come back home? No, never mind.
It was also, no. It was the one where like he would go and get cigarettes and like never come back until like next month. It was that one. Or it was the time where like he had left the house for 2 weeks. And then one day I heard him yelling outside. And then I looked outside and I was like, hey, what's up? Where you been? And he was like, nigga, I've been out. Can you make me a sandwich real quick? And I was like, what do you mean make you a sandwich? So, yeah, could be those two. But my favorite memory. My favorite moment. And like I said, this might be a Groovy Grizzly origin. Every Saturday night, he would play like all his 70s music. So he'll play like his Al Green, his Isaac Hayes, his Teddy Pendergrass, and he'll just blast it. And I would love it. He would especially blast it in the summer. So he would like play it. He would play it like outside and just be sipping on something and just playing that music. And just like, it'll be not, and like, this is like when I was young. So like Summertime Shy was like still there, you know, at that time, like when we were growing up, it was fleeting a little bit, but it was there. So I just remember just like, you know, seeing kids on the block playing, we're all having fun. you know, and I would do that. But later on tonight, I'll just like come back, sit on the porch with him. He would sip something. I'd be like sipping a juice and just be vibing out like to some Al Green, man. Just chilling. Just chilling.
Well, I feel like Jesse Lyon, he was drinking early.
That's, you said he had Crown in his juicy juice, nigga.
His dad was just like, moms ain't going to know.
He's like, yeah, no, let the boy try it.
And it was so like that's it's a little heartfelt, but this way it gets a little bit messed up in that like a couple years later, you know, as I'm older now, not a couple years later, as I'm old, like when I was like my high school years, I played it and like I remember he was around me and he was like, yeah, and I was just like, bro, what? I said, all this time I thought this was like a great summer song. And what the fuck? What is this, man? I was like, oh, that's where I got it from. Got it.
you just took the words right. I was like, that explains a lot. A lot. Okay. Accurate.
Three Caduce.
Wow, this man has some trauma. Like, golly.
Boy, that was so funny. He's like, I didn't expect him to come out left. He came so left field out of that. He was just like, hey, son, there's something I need to tell you about this song that you love so much. And he told me, and I was like, bro, you could have just let me have that moment.
You could have just not told me that.
Like, you could have just never not told me that, man. You should have just like never told me. Christ.
Oh man.
Hey man, listen. Like, we ain't gonna be on here all night, you know, before I start bursting into tears. We just gonna go around one time, you know, and just say something, you know, just say something to the audience, like say something to our fathers real quick, you know. Just give them some special love. Give special love to all the fathers out there. So, you know, Derek, I want you to go first because you clearly had a father in your life. So let's go.
Well, thank you for letting me go first, Jesse. I'm sorry you did not have a dad. Sucks to suck. Mm-hmm. So no, let me stop.
He said, that shit sounds trash. Couldn't be me, though. Bye.
That sucks. Wow. Okay. Nah, man. Just in general, shout out to my dad, man. Role model for sure. Thanks for, you know, being there and everything, teaching me a lot of the things that I know now. You know, I think that's kind of where I get my mentality going into a lot of things about like being structured and all that. I get that from him a lot, with him being a former Marine and everything. So shout out to you. Yeah, he should be with you.
Isn't it retired Marine? Not former. Isn't that what they said, that like you're never a former. You are like, you're always gonna be a Marine.
He probably would, but you're probably right. Listen,
I'm trying to save you from an ass whipping, okay? Like, I'm
out here being disrespectful today.
He go hear this, like, what you mean former Marine? Like,
what's a Marine, always a Marine.
He gonna be like, I should have killed you in your dreams, nigga.
Oh, if you know, you know.
Oh damn.
But yeah, now shout out to him, and I should be with you this year when that day rolls around. So, you know, we'll definitely celebrate it and enjoy it. But, and shout out just to all the dads out there in general. Y'all are definitely appreciated in what you do, and keep being the role models, you know, that you are.
For me, I wanted to say, you know, thanks to my dad for really being my first best friend, someone I always felt comfortable coming to talk to about stuff, someone that, you know, always knew how to make me laugh, and someone that, you know, like I said, shared a lot of bonding moments, especially with sports and our comedy and all that kind of stuff. I really appreciate that. And thank you for helping me grow into the young man that I am today. And go buy a cake by Maury, you coward. Everyone else listening, go buy one. Go buy two, actually. It's Father's Day. It's Father's Day. That will make my dad very happy. Plus the shit smacks. Jesse, what's your favorite moment? Jesse left the Zoom.
Fuck you. You
can't. Let me stop playing. All right, y'all. Listen, obviously, we like poked a lot of jokes, you know, about me, you know, somewhat having an absent father or having an absent father. We just leaning into it and just making some jokes. In all seriousness, I like to say thank you to my father for being the father, like during some of my most critical moments in my adolescence. Thank you for being the inspiration that I needed to really have that fire and drive to go to school and to really be successful. Like seeing you go back for your bachelor's, that is pretty much one like the many flames that pushed me to get to push me all the way to get my doctorate. So I do thank you. I do thank you for blessing me with some of your humor. I do thank you for blessing me for your knowledge for cooking. Even though I know you the chef around here, so you know you gonna hold everything down in the kitchen, you know. I'll be sous chef, you know. I thank you for that. I thank you for your foresight at things. And just, you know, sometimes you do hit me with some wisdom. You do hit me with some one-liners when I'm just stopping. I go, wow, you're right. Sometimes in the future you do perform the past. That's right. It's true. But I want to say, I thank you, Dad. I love you. I want to say a special love, a special shout out to all the fathers, all the father figures that have been consistently playing a role in Black youth. You know, it's very important, like for our Black boys, especially during these critical times. But if you're playing that critical role, you know, for our Black youth and like continue to do so, like for our Black men, for our Black children, period. You know, and for our, you know, just for our entire community and strengthening us and keeping that tradition of bond together. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening to this rather funny installment of It's Just Jokes. again, shout out to Dre for the intro. Shout out to D Will for he does everything behind the scenes. And thank you to King Boy and it's Jay Alizier for the lovely outro. Tune in next week. We got something really funny for y'all. You know, we're coming in close, like on season 2, the season 2 finale, but we're about to finish off strong. Hey, catch y'all later. Peace.
Bye, guys.
And remember, if you don't have a dad, sucks to suck.
Why doesn't he love me, man?
Because he's a hoe. That's why. That
Damn, bro. I'm so sorry that your dad told you that he was getting milk and cigarettes 27 years ago and never came back. How the fuck that nigga leave your life before he was in your life, bro? Like, that shit's sad.
All right, end scene.